Well, no. No, you can say what you like.
Have you started?
I can tell you. Okay. So, so Rabbi Yochanan is what's called a chayza. Now, chayza is an institution going back to the time of Rabbi Shneur Zalman in the 18th century, and possibly before him as well, with earlier Hasidic leaders. So it's a person who is so focused on what the Rebbe is saying that he remembers the whole thing. So Rabbi Shneur Zalman taught these long, long discourses, and his son, Rabbi Dov Ber, his brother, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, and his grandson, Rabbi Nachum Mendel, the Tzemach Tzedek, were all able to remember those discourses word for word, and many other people were as well, more or less. And so there were many transcripts made from which came the printed books like Torah, or Likutei Torah, came from transcripts made after the Rebbe spoke, because he spoke on Shabbos, so you couldn't write notes, and they would just remember it by heart, and then it would be written down later. So Rabbi Yochanan, he had asked the previous Rebbe about coming to New York from Kfar Chabad, I think, or from Israel, somewhere in Israel, and he came in 1950, just before, or just after, the previous Rebbe passed away. So the previous Rebbe told him to come, and by the time he got there, probably a few weeks, the previous Rebbe had passed away. So he asked our Rebbe, what should he do? The previous Rebbe told him to come, and now he's passed away. So the Rebbe said, well, since you're here, you should stay here. So he became, he showed this amazing, amazing quality of being able to remember by heart what the Rebbe was saying. And he became the chief chayza for the Rebbe. And he would stand just in front of the Rebbe, and when the Rebbe spoke, he just went in. And later on, and I saw once or twice these gatherings that he had with other people whom he was like training to be chayzrim as well. Rabbi Lu was a chayzer, Rabbi Lu's son Yossi Lu was a chayzer. So, he's the one who is responsible for the whole technique of like writing down these long discourses. The one for this evening isn't so long, but they can be very long, and he remembered them and so on. So on Friday in New York at the Kinnas HaShluchim, he gave a talk. It was a session on how to transmit the teachings of the Rebbe. So he was the first speaker, and then a couple of other speakers. But I just want to share with you the basic nekud of what he said. He said, I'm going to tell you a moshel, a parable, to explain what I mean. Imagine that there's someone who is brought up in a family where there's a beautiful melody. And the family gets together, they sing this melody, it's something so beautiful, and all the time this child is growing up, he hears this beautiful, beautiful melody. And then, you know, things happen, everyone separates, goes their separate ways, and people pass away. And now this young man, he wants to hear that melody, he can't remember the melody. And he wants to find where is the melody. And he goes to, you know, people who might know about it, they don't know. People who know a lot of melodies, he asks them, they sing a melody. No, that's completely not it. They sing another melody. That sounds a bit like it. But then it goes off and it's not it. And so on, until finally, the 20th time, the 50th time, he hears that melody. And he feels so happy, feels really fulfilled. So Rabbi Yochanan goes on. He says, you know, I don't usually talk about such things. Let's take the rise of communism. The Tsar was executed. Who governed Russia? Three people, right? It was with the Troika at the beginning. What were they looking for? They were looking for the melody. They were looking for the melody. Now, what is the melody? Where does this melody come from? It comes from the giving of the Torah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. That was said with a beautiful melody. There was a fantastic melody there. And we, the Jewish people, were looking for that melody. So the melody, we might look in learning Torah, learning Talmud, writing books, making a revolution. We're looking for the melody. That's the melody Hasidic teachings present, and the Rebbe's presenting to us. That was it.